This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
See, now I'm familiar with that, but Dee, you wouldn't be familiar with that, and Michelle would be familiar with this
sound. It's soaked into my psyche. Like when the strains of that came out, I was like, oh, I know this, but I haven't physically seen with my own eyes the joy that is The Lion King.
And down goes her microphone. Yeah. Joining us in studio as a cast member of the hit musical The Lion King, which is in Melbourne playing right now, John X, who plays Boomba, joins us. Good morning, John.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
This is a bit early for you, isn't it? Because normally you're matinee and late night and a nighttime performer.
When you're working, normally it's like a 10 o'clock get up out of bed thing, but I've flown in from Tassie this morning, so I got up at some stupid hour.
Are you playing in Tassie?
To catch a 10. No, are we playing in Tassie?
Yeah.
No. In fact, last night I was broadcasting in Tassie on ABC Radio. Can I say ABC Radio and Joy FM?
Sure.
It can't be a commercial conflict,
I'm pretty sure I can't say Joy FM on ABC Radio.
As long as you say Joy 94.9. Then we'll
Joy 94.9.
Yes, then we'll forgive you.
Oh, okay, fine. Cool. Did you see, can I interrupt, Obama played this. Did you see that speech? He made some speech in... And Trump was in the audience, and he said, "They finally found my birth video."
I believe that was the...
And just play that whole bit that you started the show.
That was the correspondence dinner, the media correspondence dinner, which was hilarious.
Very funny.
Well, welcome to Joy. You're not a stranger of Joy.
No, I think I was here 10 years ago when I last did Pumbaa in Melbourne. And the last time you didn't see it.
I also didn't see it then, so...
Great, you've missed lots of it, haven't
you? What? I'm going to see it this time, I bloody am.
Are you really?
Yep. I got lots of nieces and nephews and they'll all be coming with me.
Oh, they'll love it.
Yeah. Kids should see more theatre and musical theatre. Mm. I think it's great.
I think they do know that nowadays, though. They do, don't they? They see heaps. They see tons.
Oh,
and this, the good thing about this show is, you know, like here I am 10 years later doing the same role again, is there's a whole generation since last time we did it who hadn't seen it but who are busting a gut to try and set, and it appeals to a massive cross-section of the community, which is why it's so popular.
Mm. It's a massive franchise, isn't it? I mean, this is a big show,
but it is. People don't know what to expect when they come and see it. Mm. I mean, and that first opening 7 minutes that Adam played there, that's the start of the show. Like, some people have told me that, you know, that's their, you know, $100 right there.
It is an amazing song.
People cry.
Just the costumes and just the way it looks. Like, I remember seeing it for the first time. I was in Sydney when I saw it. The first time it came in, I was like, whoa. Like, I felt like a kid again watching it. Like,
yeah. You know, so. And it's completely like, it's not the cartoon on stage, for example. You know, like when you go and I think you see Disney on Ice, they pretty much have big soft costumes versions of the cartoon characters. This is like redesigned and it looks...
So your character is a...
He's a flatulent warthog.
Oh, see. I was going for meerkat, but...
No, meerkat's that's Timon.
Yeah, see? See, maybe I'm pretending to know nothing.
We're a duo.
So that you see I'm drawing it out, little interviewing technique.
You're very good.
Yeah, right?
And you're probably like associate producer on the show.
Yeah. That's right.
Just keeping it quiet.
We're just making sure
flatulent warthog.
How does the flatulence manifest itself?
I think warthogs are renowned for having flatulence, as we all are, but warthogs...
Is there a fart contraption in your outfit?
No.
So it's all real?
Yeah, pretty much. That's how you get the role.
Can you please fart on
audition?
It's like, you know, when they ask actors and actresses to cry on command.
Right, yeah.
John, can you fart on command?
I wish I could. There are people that can, though. You do know that, don't you?
I bet there are.
There are people that make amazing
careers.
I'm
related to six of them.
Wow. Well, they can do, like, tunes and stuff. They can do, like, show tunes. And
so if you're like me and you've got 17-year-old nephews who are very, very cool and they think they might be too cool for Lion King, is not true?
No, it's not true. No, it's not true. I mean, it's hard to explain. And the good thing about coming back into it like I did is I got to sort of watch it again. And you forget what an extraordinary production it is to watch. And this stuff appeals to all sorts of people. I mean, like, there are some very good-looking people in this show. Not me.
You know,
you know, with amazing bodies. You know, if you were just going to come for a perv, The Lion King's fantastic. Like these.
Well, stick in studio with us, John. We're going to come back and chat more to you, and so we'll see if we can poke him with a stick to say some lines from, you know, as Pumbaa. You're rising up with Adzi, Dee, and Michelle, with special guest John X, for who plays Pumbaa in the Lion King musical here in Melbourne.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Jeannie and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Madcon Ray Dalton on Joy. 9:13, rising up with Adzi, Dee, and Michelle for your Wednesday breakfast. Dee and Michelle currently filling in for Ginny, who decided to go to New York City.
Oh, poor love.
On the same week that I invited one of her favourite characters from her favourite musicals to come in, so she's currently not talking
to me. She'll be listening right now.
Yeah, that wasn't done on purpose.
In a bar in New York.
Probably doubling up.
I'm going to New York.
She's probably standing outside the Broadway production listening to it just to get that extra vibe.
Yeah, she's committed, but maybe not that committed. I don't know.
Got no idea.
We're going to poke you with a stick because I'm sure there's people listening that are going, oh, I wonder if you can do a couple of lines from The Lion King.
Well, I can't do anyone else's. Like, do Simba's lines or Mufasa's lines. You want some Pumbaa lines?
Yeah.
There must be. What are the most annoying? Like, do you get annoyed by that, or do you just love it because people are so engaged with them?
People always say, and if you go and talk at school, they go, can you sing Hakuna Matata?
Yeah.
And I sort of say, no, not really, because it's a duo. Yeah. And I don't have Timon with
me. I'll do the low bit. Ready?
The low bit.
Is there a low bit?
No, I got the low bit.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I probably should have guessed that.
Timon does the high bit. Yeah, okay. Timon does the high bit. But yeah, they usually give it a sing. They love hearing the voice, and they burst into spontaneous applause. It's the weirdest thing.
Do it.
Well, can you do the "when he was a young warthog" line? When I was a young warthog, sorry.
Oh yeah, well that's different. I've got to actually sing up quite high. It's a bit early, but I'll give it a go. So Timon goes. What does Timon say? He says. I say, Hakuna Matata, these two words will solve all your problems. And he goes, that's right, take Pumbaa here. Why, when he was a young warthog. And I sing, when I was a young warthog. Timon goes, very nice. And I go, thanks. But that's the highest I go in the show. The rest is all gravelly stuff. And it takes about a week to get into it.
Yeah.
But then your throat's happy there for a while.
That's pretty good, though. I reckon that deserves an artificial round of applause.
That's nice. It's a small appreciative crowd.
the kid in me just went, oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, Michelle's got all gushy over there.
Hey, I got two children under 10, so like, yeah, we watch this as well. Wow. So
Have you seen the show?
I haven't taken them yet. I mean, $100 a person is kind of hard for a single parent.
True.
But I'd love to take them.
Yeah, that's
tell you
great.
What though, it's well worth it though.
Is the matinee more cost effective? Is there or do you know what?
I don't know.
You're not that end of the business.
No, I haven't. I have bought tickets, but no, I think so. It might be. Like, it depends where you sit in the theatre as well.
You you have to buy tickets as well. Hi, I'm playing Pumbaa. That's $100 every night.
Remember, you know, this is a professional gig. We all get paid, so they don't give you free tickets. You've got to pay for them if you want your family to come.
But still, that's awesome. John, thank you so much for coming in this morning and having a chat.
Thanks for having us.
We have to make note, 4 weeks left, and then Lion King leaves Melbourne.
November 1. It closes in Melbourne.
And then it shoots off to Perth?
Yeah, Perth from the middle of November, about the 18th, I think we preview.
Do we drag that whole set over there? Like, there's one set and it travels?
Yeah, they do. Wow. Like, there's a crew work like through the night, flat out.
And they do like a safari. Everyone gets locked in cages in a road transport.
Right. Driven across the Nullarbor.
27
and
Maasai
put
warriors.
Put back up again. Yeah, it's a big thing. There are like massive, hundreds of people involved in putting the show on.
Yeah.
You know, you see 50-odd people on stage, but...
So it's the first ever Perth season, first time that Lion King is coming to Perth at the Crown Theatre from November 18. So you've got between now, the 7th of October, and the 1st of November to go check out The Lion King here in Melbourne. Go to lionking.com.au or any Ticketmaster agency or on the website. Buy your tickets, get down there and see it. It's an amazing performance.
That's right, 8 shows a week.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.